RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Marines go to Haiti to beef up security around the American embassy and evacuate non-essential staff. Gun battles with armed gangs trying to overthrow the government spread. Many Americans are trapped, as is a Canadian, Richard Phillips.
There was a huge gun battle. There was hundreds of shots fired.
President Biden says the way Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is running the war in Gaza is damaging Israel's reputation, telling MSNBC Netanyahu has the right to pursue Hamas, but
He must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken.
Netanyahu responding that his policies are what the overwhelming majority of Israelis want. U.S. military officials say the first American Navy ship with troops and materials is headed to Gaza to build an offshore pier to get more aid in. ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem.
CENTCOM says the General Frank S. Bessin vessel is carrying equipment to build that temporary port, which will likely take 4 to 6 weeks.
This is ABC News. More than 55 million people in the Northeast are bracing for powerful winds. The West preparing for another snowstorm. ABC News forecaster Samara Theodore.
Wind advisories are situated from Washington, D.C. and Baltimore to Boston and Portland, Maine. We even have some winter storm warnings remaining further inland. We could see wind gusts as high as 60 miles per hour. That could lead to power outages and downed trees. Meanwhile, we could see under a foot of snow throughout the California Sierra and maybe even 30 inches of snow throughout the Cascades.
The actress Lily Gladstone is in a tight race for the Best Actress Oscar tonight for a performance in Killers of the Flower Moon. Movies about financially motivated murders of Native Americans in Oklahoma. Gladstone says the actors' strike, when performers couldn't promote their movies, became an opportunity.
It gave the spotlight to Osage people, people who had worked on the film, people who were descendants of survivors and victims of the Reign of Terror, to go and speak about it first, which felt really appropriate. The story ultimately belongs to them.
Oscars are at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We did it. We made it to Saturday night in Max Inc. Radio. Rob Roberts here. Oh, special guest M. Shell here, rocker. So excited to have her here tonight with us doing the local stuff.
Isn't that great? She came in here from Milwaukee. Yep. She's going to be taking over Max Inc. Heavy pretty soon. Oh. But she's going to be our co-host tonight because, of course, Terry Barr, she is down in Florida. Oh. And Jimmy, well, he had to take the night off tonight. But he'll be around later on for Max Inc. Heavy.
Nice, nice. And, you know, as just sort of the very first night jitters, you know, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been back in a while. I'm like, what are all these buttons doing? But, you know, I think we'll have M. Shell tell us a little bit about some of our great sponsors here on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison. And also you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. We're also sponsored by Lazio Flounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today at 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at lazyoaflounge.com.
You know, I was over there, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago. And the food is great.
At the Yolf?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Wood-fired pizzas, their wings.
Their wings, yes.
Their wings are really good.
When they go
good.
By, you're like, oh, my. Order me another dozen wings.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a double shot. Well, first, you know, Rocker, tell us a little bit about what's going on. Because I walked in tonight, and I was like, hold on. This is the lineup for tonight? Holy cats, right? Just really quick, and then we're going to do our double dip.
Bob Queen, Mickey Sunshine, Nestor, The Flavor That Kills, Live in the Lair with Civil Engineers and Acoustic Quartet, and then Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight.
Oh,
is that the quick version you wanted?
That is exactly what I wanted, because I wanted to be excited about it.
All right, I'm excited.
I wanted to get them excited about it. Now, Mascot Theory, they have a brand new song that dropped, Andromeda, wherever you get those digital media things. We're going to hear it. Well, I'm going to hear it for the first time on Max Inc. Radio. I'm sure you guys have been playing it all over the place, right? Michelle, have you heard this one?
I have not, actually.
I love the Mascot Theory. Two in a row, right here, Saturday night, on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
double dip tonight. Mascot Theory, brand new stuff from them. Now, this is one of my favorite ones. Best is yet to come on Max Inc. Radio.
About journeys that end with a start. Storing up karma through deeds to be done. Soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, constructed from view. And I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I control. Perpetual light or diamonds and dust. Like a shiny new metal that reflects then it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Watching the shoreline confused and
amazed.
The pebbles are setting their trap by
the waves.
Polished by blessing that stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can see this fight, but I won't give up the war. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, and all this local stuff is brought to you by one of our sponsors, like, you know, M-Shell knows all of our sponsors. She knows them personally, and she's going to tell us about them right now.
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com.
He was just in here, last week when I was here. See, my timeline is very different than your timeline. Yeah, it was great to meet him. I had never met him in person. And, you know, if I buy a house, I'm going to call him. Yeah, I'm going to do it, Rocker. It's going to happen.
He's great.
He is great.
He knows everything. He's one of the top real estate agents in the city.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And I walked by his office over there on Atwood Avenue. You know, just the other day, I was going over there for some tacos.
Oh, yeah. No, I think you're thinking of Weikert.
Oh, geez.
Weikert is over there.
I walked by that office. That's my office. But that's your office. Oh,
that's right.
Geez.
And you got them mixed up. Aaron Weber, he's out on, you can see him on the Beltline.
There you go.
That's there. Where I always see his truck. The Aaron Weber.
Exactly. Now, see, now I got my things uncrossed. But the bro sponsors, you can see my confusion. Hey, Rocker, so tonight, lots of stuff going on. First, I saw Bob come in. I was super excited. He's like a rock star whenever he walks in.
That's true.
He's been doing so much stuff.
Yeah. But first,
yeah,
let me just backtrack a little bit. We just heard a bunch from the Mascot Theory, did we not?
We did.
And they are actually going to be live in the lair coming up soon. But you can see them out on the town. And the Mascot Theory is with Ghostland Radio, April 27th. let's see. And actually, I'm sorry. I'm see here on Facebook, right? Miles Nielsen and the Mascot Theory, they're playing together Saturday, March 4th. That's at the Gibson Music Hall in Appleton.
Yes.
And May 3rd, they're also with Miles Nielsen and the Mascot Theory at the High Noon Saloon. So those are two shows to really watch out for. Yeah. And they'll also be at the Main, an event space. Where the heck is that? Oh, goodness. Well, so anyway, Mascot Theory, they're coming up live.
Yeah.
Make sure you go out and see them.
You know, they've got the new track they just dropped, which is fantastic. Love to hear that. And a whole bunch of new tunes are coming our way really soon. They've been looking to do a new record. So they've got a lot of stuff worked up, and they're starting to go in the studio and do all the recordings. And then, the band has just been fantastic. Just really top-notch stuff when you see them live. So I'm really excited to go out there and do some more live stuff right here around town, right? And then what else is going on today?
All right, here we go. For the show tonight,
yes.
Bob Queen. He is here from the sessions at McPike Park. We're going to be talking to him about all the highlights, what's going on, what inspired him to make this crazy festival here in Madison. Mickey Sunshine, Chris and Andrea DiBernardo, they just got married, and we're going to hear about Mickey Sunshine has a show coming up at the High Noon Saloon. Nestor is here tonight.
Nestor.
They just joined up with Shondell Marks from Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets.
Yes.
And we're going to hear from them. They have a show, and that's going to be coming up with The Flavor That Kills, and we'll have them in the studio as well to hear about their release, and they have a red vinyl coming out. And then Live in the Lair, Civil Engineers, it's an acoustic quartet. Yes, and we have some very special stuff going on. And then Max and Kevy, 10 to 12 tonight, including Essential. Last crack at 11.
So much stuff going on. Max Inc. Radio tonight. Stay tuned. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
She's big smiles. She can't wait.
We just love to cry. Out here playing victim all the time. With a body like this, it's no surprise. Took me too long to see you're a bad guy. You've got this on me.
This pain,
I can't recognize myself through all.
here for me to tell you how I feel, how I feel. I know when and I'll send you into outer space. Easier for me, easier for me to hide my shame. But loving you, baby, was my only mistake.
Fat Function on Magazine Radio. Next show, 4-6, right here in Madison. Thank you. Sync Radio. We are local music and rocker. They are doing live stuff all over town.
They are. Yeah. Rob, they are coming to the Majestic Theater here in Madison Saturday, April 6th. That's going to be with a Dem Test Faye. And then Fat Function, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band. Oh, they're going to be at the Vivarium on Farwell in Milwaukee on June 1st. And we're just finding out that the Vivarium, it's a new club.
Oh.
And it's part of the Pabst Theater Group. So the Riverside, the Pabst, and now the Vivarium. I'm very excited to go see a show there. It sounds really awesome, man. Fat Function.
Yeah.
Wow, they're an amazing band. So that'd be a great show.
Yeah, I cannot wait to get over to Milwaukee and do more live stuff. Speaking of live stuff, we're going to talk to Bob Queen in just a couple minutes. Sessions at Mick Park. And I love whenever they do, what did I say, Bob? Did I say something?
Mick Pike Park.
Forgive me. What? Oh, I'll even turn on your mic, Bob. There you go.
Named after Milk McPike.
There you go.
Used to be a left tackle for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wow, no way. Yeah, I did not know that.
You could take care of the kids, that's for sure.
Wow.
So we'll be talking to Bob right after the break. And also, we've got a couple other live things going on tonight. Civil Engineers, they're going to be live in the Lair tonight. Who else, Rocker?
The Flavor That Kills, Nestor, and Mickey Sunshine, Working Backwards.
So much live stuff happening. Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. More coming up right after this. Rods, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
In a world where nothing makes sense anymore, see a movie about a time-traveling soldier who's half human, half zombie, and she's the only one who can stop the apocalypse. The movie, A Time to Die, was shot in Madison and will premiere on Friday, March 29th at Overture Center for the Arts. For ticket information, search for A Time to Die on Facebook.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party! It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Well, the old dog sometimes gotta learn a brand new trick. If Rover don't roll over, he might end up on the short end of the stick. What got me by yesterday, working out so well for me today.
same. Change is gonna happen. There ain't nobody can make things stay the same.
Boys on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
They sound great.
Don't they?
I ought to hire them someday.
Thanks, Rob. You know, Pike Park in Madison is located in the Capital East District of Madison, tucked in between East Washington and Willie Street. The park was renamed in 2018 after the longtime East High School principal, Milton McPike. McPike Park features a skate park, really nice bathrooms, and music festivals. One such music festival taking place every summer for more than a decade is the Sessions at McPike Park and is put together by longtime festival organizer Bob Queen. Here to tell us about the upcoming concert schedule that happens June 14th through the 16th and then again August 8th through the 11th is Sessions at McPike Park founder Bob Queen. Bob, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, Rocker. It's great to be here. Michelle, I'm meeting you for the first time. This is the first time you've been here.
So, it is, yeah, first time for me.
You're doing a great job, I want to say.
Thank you.
Now, Bob, you just you travel a lot for music and culture, and you just got back from a recent trip. Where have you been recently?
Well, I've got offices all over the world, and this recent one, Playa del Carmen, is my winter office with a stay in Havana for a week. So that's where I met my wife in Havana. So
really?
We have great musical ties there, so that we've presented a lot of the great bands from Havana and throughout the island. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, did you have a good time?
Terrific. You know, Cuba's not known for its food. You know, they had state restaurants that were horrible, and then they're just starting to reestablish their chefs are coming back. And they had a glut of lobsters, lobster tails, door-to-door salesmen coming, every restaurant, every...
So tough.
So that was our fallback. It was a great lobster for $4. So
wow.
Lobster tail.
Hey, Rob, you got to book some. We got to have an American Girl store down there, huh?
We got to get down there, yeah, for
You're
sure.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they had internet in our apartment for the first time, so you guys could broadcast from our balcony, I bet you.
Jimmy, did you hear that? We can do a remote show. Bob, before we get into the music sessions, tell us a little backstory about yourself. I mean, how did you get involved with music? I mean, do you play any instruments? What?
No, not really, but... You know, I came to Madison. We were goat farmers, and we had the largest dairy goat hard cheese producing cooperative in the nation.
Really?
Milking by hand back in the, that must be 50 years now. And it's still in production. That's what I like about it.
Wow.
So we came into town. We had no extended family, so we moved into town where kids getting to the point where they needed more supervision than we could provide for them. And... We came and we're living on Williamson Street in front of the Broome Street Theater, and you know, from our bucolic farm to the CC Riders had their offices.
Right. Yeah.
So we got used to that, and that was just white noise, and it was great. You know, we enjoyed being in town, and then there was a problem with our school. They were going to close our school down, and so we got involved. And we won the war for keeping the school open, and we'd done that three times. And we wanted to celebrate. And so the Marquette Waterfront Festival was our celebration. And I knew one band in the whole state, Chris Plata. I had seen him. I was the DNR photographer, and I went over, Wisconsin Public Radio had a geodesic dome, and there was this young guy singing La Bamba, and I said, I'm going to hire that guy someday. So this is 40-some-odd years later, and I have hired him every year just because he's a great person, a great performer. Because of our Cuba experience, because of... not much knowledge of music. You know, I went to Woodstock, so I know everybody who played at Woodstock and nobody beyond there. You know, the farming, we had WDMP, I think, so we would go to the county fair and have country western stuff like that. So I had to establish a knowledge of music and start with local bands and the best of the locals, Clyde and I think Harris Lemberg and...
Clyde Stubblefield, you mean?
Clyde Stubblefield. He needs a last name in this thing.
No.
Well, we are statewide, so we need to keep our listeners who are listening around the state.
Clyde Stubblefield. James Brown band. And we built from that. And then a friend had a Cuban band, was playing, I think like the Club Tavern. I think a legendary Cuban band. And I heard that, and I'd get in touch with him. And then the next year, we had an 11-piece Cuban band playing on our stage, so that was the first international experience. But we started small because that Yajara Place Park was the neighbors had kicked out a Tai Chi class. You know, if you can't tolerate a Tai Chi class, well, what wow. can you tolerate
yeah,
me?
Right?
All right, so we started small and had kids games and had I think a clown, Bob Kahn, and then next year it was 2 days, and then we were starting to figure things out, and we had Orton Park Festival was part of the Marquette Neighborhood Association reach. So we worked there, and it was about to close the Orton Park Festival, and before I left, it was 4 days of great music and Cyclopean aerial dance, and we were getting to know what we were doing, we went to the McPike Park. I was on the committee that was, it was the Urban Open Space Committee. So it was just a big improved landfill. So it was, we had a festival, the first La Fête de Marquette, on an improved landfill cap, you know, and we were dancing, and there was all this, oh God, we hire a smoke machine, and that's the landfill.
Oh my. Oh
my. Stop stomping so much. Right?
So Bob, tell us about the sessions at McPike Park. So I'm actually not familiar. So two different weekends over the summer?
Yeah, the first weekend is the, we call it the Pursuit of Happiness weekend, and it's two music stages, comedians and dance troupes. So that if you can't get happy there, you can't get happy anywhere. But we have a great comedian, Mary Mack, from up north, who's just been on Jimmy Kimmel's show. And she books the bands, and she takes care of the music. And we have a great choreographer that books the dancers. And I book the music. And this year we have the first night, we have the Crib Shitters. Can I say that on this?
No.
All right, take that back.
I'm gonna suck it back in there.
Okay, and Shamar Allen and the Underdogs from New Orleans, and Chuck Prophet and the Mission Express from the Mission in San Francisco as an opening night. Then the second night, and we partner with six nonprofits, and that one, the second one is Centro Hispano. We have a very great Latin influence, and. We have a band, an all-star band with Ricky Martin's Cuatro player and a band called Making Movies and a great Colombian singer and a horn section now. So that's going to be the featured band there. So.
And I noticed on the website that there is plenty of local music at these sessions. We're here in the studio with Bob Queen, organizer of sessions at McPike Park. I saw Dana Perry, Poopy Costello, Mama Dig Downs, Joel Patterson, Jane Hobson, The Big Payback, Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and even Paul Sebar from Milwaukee. You really have a lot of people coming in.
That's the first 3 days. And we have Buffalo Nichols, if you know him. Yeah. If you've heard him, he's just amazing. He's from Milwaukee, and his blues styling is terrific. And I have friends that I just was with from the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and they said he was just the killer act, and he just really impressed everybody. So that's a great first weekend. And so the pursuit of happiness within our reach, I think. So it's our inalienable rights.
Well, the McPike Park Sessions are coming to Madison June 14th through 16th, and then again August 8th through 11th, featuring local, national, and international music. But let's talk about the community involvement for a second. How does Sessions at McPike Park participate in community building and the social and economic sense?
Well, we have six partners, all doing great work throughout the city. We have the Centro Hispano, as I mentioned, the Urban League, WRT-FM. We have the Center for Immigration Law. We have the Native Food Network. And, I think that's the six of them. But the Friends of Ukraine, Madison. They just got their 501c3. So, and we have the Ukrainian restaurant is going to be vending there.
The touch of
Ukraine.
I've heard about that restaurant. It looks really good from the internet. I got to get in there.
Yeah. Well, we've had Daka Braka, the great, the voice of the resistance, seven times. We signed them in Greece at the World Music Expo. And we just had him last November for Full House at the Capitol Theater. So something we're very proud of, fundraising for that while our Congress is sitting on their hands. I don't want to say anything.
Well, the McPike Park Sessions, once again, coming up in June, then again in August. And Bob, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it. How can people get the full schedule online and keep up with what's going on with the pursuit of happiness?
Okay. Sessions@McPike.org. The at is not a symbol. It's the AT. Sessions@McPikePark.org. And we have a web event page and there's plenty of stuff out there, but avoid everything that doesn't say official, because there's some unofficial people.
Oh, boy. Unofficial.
When you get hacked, you might as well get hacked by people from Pakistan and recruiting for Al-Qaeda. But other than that, we're doing great.
Oh, my. All right. Well, search out the McPike Park Sessions on Facebook, and you can find them online. Get the full schedule. One of the bands playing at McPike Park Sessions is Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and you can catch them at Opie Brewing Company in Milwaukee on Thursday, March 14th, and the Showboat Saloon in Wisconsin Dells on Sunday, March 17th. Right now, home is anywhere you go. This is Frank Bush and the Names on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thanks for listening.
The storm sees the ocean in the morn. She's the wave that's carried me away. She's the sky late at night, both dark and shining bright, with a moon to help guide the way. She's the strength in the sway, magic in the way that a tree bends but doesn't break in the breeze. She's the rock on which I have built, the life in which I live. She's the heart and soul of the family. Follow. Home is anywhere
asleep and you're still lying next to me. Hard to tell if it's real or just a dream. It's a gift this I know, and I won't forget to show. Best way to give thanks is down on one knee. Time is all that we have, so I pray the Lord makes it last. Home is anywhere that you go. Lead the way, I promise I'll follow. Home is anywhere that you go. You're the only love I've ever known. You're the only love I've ever known.
Frank Martin Bush and the Names, right here on Max Inc. Radio. All this amazing local music is brought to you by our sponsors.
Like Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side and making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus a sample of local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com.
And also,
Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know, I love Sal's pies, too.
They're so good.
Oh, they're so tasty. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. We are local music. Convoy now.
She won't find nothing except desperation and pills. She once ran a shop full of moonstone and soul. Her boyfriend ran from cops and sold her soul for dope. On my lawn, her daddy tell me, son, she been gone so long. When your heart gave out and it laid to rest, do you feel it?
searching for something, something lost in these hills. She only found sorrow, little things that kill. And if I was her man and she was my girl, I'd let her down easy from the weight of the world.
It is, baby, ready to go. It is what it is, it is, baby, I don't know.
To Max Inc. Radio. Up next, The Rascal Theory. This is Gypsy Blues.
The bright is red.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.